In this podcast, I check the pulse of the collective and bring through a light language transmission to support you. For a more personalized transmission that supports you on your journey, grab my light prescription offer by going to my website, www.moongoddessacademy.com, and just click on light prescription. Korishi tiara nati doro moya de nagoro doro shiti di doro moya tara nange shuru poria ta horju noya kia taria moro moria tatia shuru ni tia tara taia Oro ya naya na hora, ena seya shoro moenia. Hai ya shoro eni. Welcome to this week's Dose of Light. And this week, before I begin, a quick introduction for those of you who are new to my channel or new to this series that I've been doing. My name is Abigail Mensah-Bonsu. I am the host of the Sovereign Goddess podcast and also the founder of the Moon Goddess Academy and Publishing. And this is something that I do every week where I tune into the energy of the collective and bring through a channeled message as well as a light transmission to support you through the week. You know, this week, the title that came through is Receive the Frequency of God and Heal. Receive the Frequency of God and Heal. At a very young age, I discovered, I had this inner, deeper knowing of who God really is. And it made it difficult for me to be at church. My mom is a it would be similar to the Seventh-day Adventists here in the U.S. And I just remember sitting in church and I would hear the pastor say something and I would be like, that's not true. You know, for example, hearing the pastor say, you need to be in church every Saturday. The Adventists, you know, you go to church on Saturday. You need to be in church every Saturday in order to go to heaven. You need to do this. Like, you know, one of the most is with the church thing, the first time I heard that, I had this message that said, it doesn't matter where you are. So far as you're there, I'm there. You don't need to be in this building to connect with me because I am within you. The temple is you. It's you, your heart. And it just, so I'm looking at the pastor, I'm looking at my mom, it's like, actually, there's my uncle, I'm looking at my uncle, I'm like, that's not right, that's not what God said. And, you know, another weird rule was that, you know, the girls, we couldn't talk to the boys, which was stupid, it was so stupid. It's like, why would you teach kids that? I mean, we were young. You know, and I was the rebel. I didn't care. I still talked to whoever I felt like talking to. And that would always get me in trouble, of course. But I didn't care because it felt I was being true to myself. And I've always been that way where I don't care what the consequences is. So far as I can be myself, I will do it. You know, it's like I am very true to myself. And I think what makes it easier for me to do that, well, years upon years of practice, but also I have this deep knowing of who I am, this unshakable knowing of who I am, this core knowing of who I am. And my rootedness into the divine helps that very much. So it doesn't matter what I'm seeing around me, I know who I am to the core. And I've always been that way. And I think that's what helped me to really be me unapologetically, regardless if I got into trouble or not. At least what you see is what you get. And it's always been that way. And I actually value that very much in people. It's one of the things that I admire in people, you know, those who are 100% themselves, who are fearless about being themselves and following the soul path, your heart. I value that a lot. I value people who are true to themselves, who know who they are regardless of who someone said they were, who always return back to who they are after maybe straying here and there, because we all do, right? It's part of the discovery. You know, part of knowing who you are is knowing who you're not. If you're someone who is currently being challenged with knowing yourself, so perhaps you're saying, I don't know who I am. I find it to be easier when you start with who you're not. Because we spend a lot of time in that energy, if you really think about that. We know what we don't want, we know who we're not. And so from there, you eliminate all that is not you until what is left is you at the core. And then the next step is simply observing and embracing who you are, regardless of if it makes sense or not. Usually it makes sense to the core. Like the deeper part of you is like, yes, I have arrived. And the part of you that usually fights that is the one that is trying to fit that into a certain container, whether that is the container of society or family or friends, whatever it is, school, right? That's where the war really begins. Like, oh, I know this is who I am, but it doesn't fit into this container. So I have to become this in order to fit in. And human beings, one of the gifts that we have that is untouched is the power of choice. We get to choose in any moment. And our choices create our future. Our choices create our next step. So we get to choose whether we want to acknowledge the truth, the core of who we are, or fit into a container. There is a lesson in each of them, and especially there is growth in choosing not to honor who you really are. To know yourself is to know God, and to know God is to know you. There's a reason why on the door of the Temple of Delphi says, know thyself. Because if you really know yourself, if you're deeply rooted in your truth, the truth of who you are, nothing can shake you. And there's a sense of freedom when you live from this place. And I know society doesn't make it easy. But when you find your fortitude in this part of who you are, this truth of who you are, you're deeply anchored, you're supported. And you become unwavering and centered in this truth. And when you know the truth of who you are, you also know the truth of who everyone is. Anyone who steps into your energy field will have to show you their truth, whether they're conscious of it or not. You will get to see their truth because you are vibrating in that frequency of, I know who I am. So whoever steps into your energy field, it's almost like a requirement. They have to be who they are. And for some, it can be a challenge. And for others, it's more of, ah, oh, thank you. I can just be myself with you. It's a sense of release. It's a sense of, ah, oh, thank you. So let's backtrack a little bit. I was talking about at a very young age, I knew who God was. And I also knew that the name G-O-D, God, couldn't quite encompass who this consciousness being is. I knew there was so much more than what we were being taught in church. what the pastors were telling us or trying to have us believe. And because I still am, because I was anchored in the truth of knowing who I am, I also knew and still know who God is. There was a part of my life, there's a point in my life where I actually stopped using the word God and started saying divine. I was searching, I was trying to find a name that encompasses what I was experiencing, who I was experiencing. And to be honest, there's no name. There's no name that can truly give us the sense of the vastness of this consciousness. And when you step into the realm of, I am here to know myself, you step into the realm of, I am here to know God. I came back to the word God because there's power in that word. There's a collective power in that word. And you have to kind of cleanse that word of all the dogma that has been that have been wrapped around it, and then get to the core of that name, and that will lead you back to the truth. I don't care what name you give the divine or God or universe, so far as you're anchored to that divinity, that consciousness, that vast consciousness, that loving consciousness. I do. I think I've shared this with you guys before, where, I go into my inner temple, and actually from there I go into something called the God room. I think I actually shared it with you guys once. It's in one of the previous episodes, so you can go back and check it out. But I go and I just sit in that energy, and I just sit in that. It just even talking about it right now, I'm there. And it makes me feel giggly and giddy and just so happy, like a happy child. But I do that. I go and I just sit in that energy, just right at the center of the divine, and I just receive. I heal. I remember. I rejuvenate. I just simply be. And as I'm doing this, like, my ears are ringing. I'm already there, and hopefully you're feeling that energetic invitation to also come into your own God room, whatever that is. The divine God, these names that we've given to this consciousness is neither male nor female. And as I was getting ready to do this transmission for this week, I was shown the visualization. I have many visualizations when it comes to explaining who this consciousness is. But today, what it showed me is, like, imagine, see, sense, or feel God, universe, divine as the clouds. And when it gets cloudy and begins to rain, the raindrops represent all the emanations of the divine, which is us, the archangels, the angels, the ascended masters, right? But we all come from this source. The sky is vast. And when it rains, it just rains. And the raindrops, just imagine you as part of one of that raindrop. We all come from that vastness, and we're all part of that vastness, regardless of where we are. We're still part of that consciousness. Come back home to yourself. This transmission will bring you home to the truth, whether the truth of who you are or the truth of your connection to source, to that unlimited consciousness, eternal consciousness, loving consciousness. And today is special. Receive the frequency of God and heal. I have been invited to bring through the sounds of God. Now, here's the thing. There's no sound, just like there's no word that can quite describe this being, this wisdom, this energy, this consciousness, this eternal eternity. But I'm getting that sounds usually come close. Have you know, I was trying to describe who God is in sound, and it's like the sound of nature when everything goes quiet. Exactly. The sound of nature, when you step into nature and it's just like quiet, there's still a hum underneath that silence, and that is the voice of the divine, the voice of God. It is also, I don't know if you've seen some of these videos where in certain part of the world, the earth, you can hear the earth like singing or humming, and it's kind of like this weird, I don't know how to explain it. It's like this weird feeling when you hear it. It's like you're in the presence of something that is way beyond you. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But that is also an example of it. It just, we get to hear this sound of God, of universe, every day, but we gotta quiet ourselves. We gotta quiet the busy monkey mind enough so that we can not only feel it, but begin to hear it, because it's constantly singing around us. And only you know what that sound is. It's almost like a unique lullaby to you. Because what I will hear is going to be different from what you will hear, but it will like just enter you and go straight into your heart and your soul and lift you up. Oh, do you feel that? It is time for you to get to know the divine God, universe, the higher power. From your experience, it is time for you to go deeper than what you've learned about God. Go deeper than what I have even shared with you today. Let that actually guide you to your truth. I want you to be immersed in the truth of who God is, of who the divine is, of who Source is. The I am, you know, this is one of the names of God. I am, even in the Bible, that's how God introduced itself. I am that I am. And by saying that, it's like, I am that I am. I am like the mystery that unfolds when we truly allow our own mystery to unfold, when we go deeper, you get to a point where you can, by seeing yourself, you see the higher conscious, that higher consciousness, that divinity, and you notice there's no separation. I think I've mentioned to you guys, if you've been following me for a while, you know I've mentioned this. I don't see, there's no separation between me and that higher consciousness. I live there. I actually crave. That is my craving. I was born in that light and I stayed there. Where we all, just like the rain that falls from the clouds, we all come from. We're all emanations of the divine. And we talk about kids when they're born, they're still in that, you know, up until probably age 7, they're still in that strong connection with the divine. And then when their mind and ego develop, their personality develops, then they begin to look at the separation as part of the human experience. And there is some of us that never shifts. That never changes. We are always anchored in that truth. And it doesn't mean that we're special. It's because we chose that. Which also means that everyone has the ability to do that. Everyone. It's not like, oh, this is a special gift for this group of people. You only get to feel and know the divine. No, we all have the ability. And this week's transmission will ignite that knowing within you, that deep knowing, that truth within you. And so I'm seeing like this two-way thing. It is taking you to the truth of who you are, and by knowing who you are, you get to know who the divine is. Beyond words, beyond beliefs and programming, you get to know who the divine is within you. You get to see yourself reflected within the divine and the divine reflected within you. I want you to open your heart and receive. If you the frequency is already broadcasting, and I know you feel it. The activation is already happening, the awakening is already happening. Just drop in your heart with that gratitude, of this undying connection, never-ending connection, never-ending love and support that we have, always have. Oroshitiana ayanea Reniti Mayatea Oroshi in Eta Taratsoria Tia Ormeharaya Morokoeshitia Tere Tere Kurono Noishia Meahayaharanaya Ayanoshia Nek e shoromoko romoyana ai Uru sitina aiti, rario suru moria, dania sitia, taranaya tia. These words, what are coming through, it goes beyond what you're hearing, and it's really about the frequency that is moving through the sound. And that's what I want you to tune in. To move beyond the surface and dive in deeper to find your truth. Hayatearanaya moyokoyatianayada taranayeteoromoya moyeshitianayanaya oyayayashoyoyo. Mokeashitia moenia, natera toro koro moenia tariaso, mek etera toro taranai, rashi. Damn. Are shu daya shu darana Daishorum Ningshu Daram. Nai Arashu Anashitiya karana mormoshitiya karyanaya. Take a deep breath in here as we now anchor, lock, and seal this God frequency, God voice within your very being, awakening you and centering you and anchoring you into your truth. I sure. I sure. I sure. It is done, it is done, it is done. By the power of three, a perfect trinity, it is done. You can go ahead and stay in this space as long as you need to. You can pause this video and just completely be engulfed and present in this. Also, feel free to go back and receive the transmission again. I'm seeing some of you, your very cells are vibrating. If you feel like it's too much, make sure you have your feet on the earth and release any excess. Actually, it's not even a release, it's more like a rooting down. Send that energy down into the earth to root you. And also send it up into the heavens to extend your branches as wide as possible. See yourself grow towards the heavens and towards the earth. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine. Thank you, Higher Self. Thank you. It is done. Whew. And thank you for receiving this week's dose of light. This is the first time that I've done this kind of transmission, so I'll have to go back and listen to it again so that I can receive it myself. But just being the channel of that, I felt like my whole self, like my entire being, was like awakened. Like I could see my cells just like vibrating, like just I'm still vibrating. And also my eyes, my inner eye, like widen up so I could see more. So I'm curious to hear what you experienced as you were receiving this God transmission, this God sound, I should put it. How did you feel within your body? What did you feel, sense, see? What came through for you? And if you have any questions about it, the experience that you just had, you know where to find me. You can send me a message on my email. You can find me on social media and send me a message. That's the quickest way. I am on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and also on Facebook. You can find me on any of those platforms. And send me a message and share with me. I would love to hear from you. And this is a really good one too. And just as I'm about to close, I see this image of a butterfly with the wings wide open and just engulfed in this divine flame. That is our symbol for the week. This is beautiful. It's so powerful. I'm also getting this is like an ongoing thing. So, even when I close this transmission, you are going to continue to receive the blessings of this transmission. So continue to open to receive. This will be a good transmission to send to anyone who is struggling right now, who needs that boost right now to support them. Thank you for receiving from my heart to yours. Until next time. Bye.